You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, I lost my mom several years ago, so every year I try to just borrow somebody's for Mother's Day.
Oh, that's nice. Going to Craigslist or something? Or?
Yeah, I can't use my mother-in-law because she can't stand me, so let me see. And your mom doesn't like me either.
See a pattern forming here.
Well, no, they're the only two.
I don't think Josh's mom likes you either.
Josh's mom loves me. It's just your mom and my mother-in-law. Man. Other than that, I knew pretty well.
Well, I hope you find one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
I'll just go on Facebook. Hey, whose mom can I borrow this weekend?
I need a mom. Raise your hand.
I'm sure I'll get people volunteering and right.
Yep.
They'll be like, hey, can you take her?
Please.
Anyway, what do you got going on?
We made the mistake last night of, well, let me rephrase that. I made the mistake last night of sitting down with my wife for the Zoom HOA meeting last night. And it was about an hour and a half or so going over everything in the community. We might be getting new mailboxes. That's exciting.
Is she officially on the board now?
No, neither one of us are on the board. We just logged in to listen
to the community meeting. Okay.
Community meeting to hear what was going on. And one of the big topics that they were covering is that the person who is heading up the architectural review and design committee would like to bow out now. They've been doing it for about 10 years, and they're just ready to just not have that on their plate anymore.
Boy, that's a thankless job.
Yeah, boy, did Nicole look at me with a big smile on her face and was gave me one of those like, kind of looks? Should we do it? And she took her little thing off of mute there, the iPad off of mute, and said, my husband and I might be interested in taking that over.
Oh, no, really?
And then they thanked her and got her number, and she's like, we're going to talk it over, and we'll get back to you guys. So, yeah, so we both might be heading up that design committee for the neighborhood. It's only about 100 houses. It's not a huge community.
Boy, I'll tell you what, if you take on that job in about a year, you're going to be about as loved as I am by my mother-in-law.
I know. Oh, that's the thing. Like, I don't want to be hated, but it's different than the people going around telling you you need to trim your trees and paint your house and pick your weeds. It's not that. We are going to be approving paint colors, shed placement, if somebody wants to widen a driveway, things like that.
You're the paint czar now?
We're the paint czar, which is fantastic. One of the reasons we moved out of our old neighborhood that was non-HOA was there was like a few houses that were painted lime green, you know. It was like, we got to get out of here. Somebody painted one Rockies colors, you know.
What's wrong with that?
It's ugly, it's tacky, and it jacks with your resale values.
Well, what if people want to express themselves?
Well, they can in those neighborhoods. That's why we moved to the one that we are in.
We are in the taupe neighborhood, everybody.
No, it's not all taupe. It's definitely not all taupe. But we do want to have a say with the paint colors. Like, we don't want anything outrageous. So this is kind of a good move. And, Dom, we can approve everything that we want to do.
Oh, my God.
I don't have to go through any sort of committee to put in my water slide.
Seems like there should be somebody who has to oversee the overseers.
No, no, no. We oversee ourselves.
So you could paint lime green all over your house and nobody could say a word.
I approved it. I could put up 12-foot fences. I approved it.
You know, in my past, I have a couple of run-ins with HOAs.
Yeah.
One of them was not... One of them involved me going door-to-door, getting people to sign a form...
Right.
Complaining about something. I've never done that before. That was my one time to do neighborhood, what would that be called? Neighborhood activism.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm sick of this, you know what? And I went door to door. And when I got, I want to say something like 60 signatures, which is a significant portion of that neighborhood. And I presented it to the HOA, and right in front of me, they took it, turned around, and threw it in the trash.
Awesome.
And the next day, I put my house on the market. I hated them.
Well, I'm not going to be like that hard on people, I don't think. I still haven't accepted the position, nor has Knick Knack. You know, we're talking about it.
They say that absolute power corrupts absolutely. As soon as you get that taste of power, you're going
to be paint color power, huh?
You will become an HOA Nazi, and there's nothing you can do about it. It just happens to the nicest people. Listen, everyone who's an HOA, and look, there are a lot of great HOA people. They're wonderful, and they work hard. And I used to, before I moved, you know, about a year and a half ago, I would frequently tell the people on our HOA board, thank you, this is a thankless job, I appreciate what you're doing, blah, blah, blah. However, there are, as we all know, some HOA people who are absolutely horrid, and I'll bet they started as nice people.
They started in the Architectural Review and Design Committee. Shed placement equals power.
That's exactly right.
Shed's
and there's
too big.
Something about it that just corrupts you. I'm going to keep an eye on you.
I'll let you know how this plays out, all right? We'll keep you updated. So
have you picked out the shades of taupe yet that you are going to
What color is that shirt you got on today? I don't care for it.